taking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Well, hello there, and welcome to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Now, today promises to be a positively exhilarating day because I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Evangelist Denise Matthews. Denise, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for having me this great and wonderful, marvelous, fantastic day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Now, Denise Matthews was formerly known as the singer, songwriter, and actress Vanity. She was lead to Vanity 6 and mentored by the world-famous musician Prince. Denise, who now lives in Los Angeles, was also a surrealist painter. She was also an ex-model, and she is the sister of the famous model Patricia Matthews. As a singer, she performed under the name Dee Winters in Canada, Denise Matthews in Los Angeles, and Denise Sonic in Tokyo, Japan. She was once engaged to Nikki Sixx. Now, her life was to undergo a remarkable transformation in 1992 when she became born again. Denise Matthews, like I said, formerly known as Vanity, now lives in California, where she is an evangelist and is totally committed to her ministry and the church. Welcome again, Denise, to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that introduction.
That's okay. That is okay. Now, I'll just give you a few sentences right from the mouth and the pen of Denise. And I quote her. Listen carefully. I was raised from the dead by the power of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And he now calls me by my birth name, Denise. Prior to finding my Lord and Savior, I lived in the bottomless pit of Hollywood's deception. Lust, rock and roll, accompanied with drug use, lifted me high and dropped me like a steel beam. Sinking down into deep depression, I camouflaged my pain with even more makeup and a fake smile. One sweet day, my Jesus reached down with his long extended love and pulled my wretched body up from the darkness. Him only do I worship now with a tremendous blast of fiery passion. I live more, breathe, love, and have my being in Jesus the Christ. Now I am enslaved to his truth. Today's show is all about the poignant story of one of America's greatest show business personalities. She tells it all in this episode. Denise, we'll get straight down to business. Take us into your background for a few minutes.
Okay, which background? Because I've been saved now for about 20, almost 24 years, I believe, if I'm counting correctly, or coming up on 24 years. I have been with Jesus Christ for All Nations. Pastor William and Roxanne Harper are my pastors. I can tell you that at this point in my life, I have been through about 20 different, possibly 20 different surgeries. I went through a lot of suffering through the Lord, but that has led me to obedience, which it absolutely does. I wouldn't leave him for $1 billion. I'm in love with him solely. I've been a virgin in Christ for the past 17 years. I was married to a football player by the name of Anthony Smith. He tried to kill me about 3 times. However, he didn't succeed. Thank you, Jesus. He divorced me. He married then another woman. And he at the present time, I thank you, the Lord, that I really thank the Lord that God allowed that. You know, sometimes we put things together. God said, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. And so I couldn't divorce him. I wouldn't divorce him, even though he was in fornication and stuff like that. I wouldn't divorce him. I said, I can't do that because I don't believe in divorce, and I believe God has made me an evangelist. And so I don't want that on my record. So the Lord allowed him to do the dirty work and put me away. And he got married within a couple of months. And this was, I guess, like, obviously, back in 90, I think it was 95, 96. Anyhow, he is in jail now because he is, he's been assumed that he... he's on trial for three or four murders. And, yeah, and so I thank God that God rescued me. He did. He saved me from you know, because I got married. As soon as I got saved, I was married after I was completely sober after a year. That's not a good thing that we marry so quickly. We must, and I have learned, and I've fallen in love with Christ first. I have learned that he is my true love. I'm not looking to be married again. I love my life. I live in the fullness of joy. I've had very much suffering to learn how to put the Lord Jesus first. And so now, you know, I've been teaching a lot of ministry to the young people and young women, and even women of my age, because I am 55, I'll be 56 in January. But I've been teaching a lot of people today, recently especially, how to continue to go through. Like, don't stop seeking Jesus. Don't stop going into the house of God. And don't stop crying out for change. And start looking into yourself what needs to be changed, because Jesus is coming, and he could be coming for any one of us at any time soon. So it's so important that we be ready for every man to give an account on the day of judgment. By thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So we want to stay in the presence of the Lord in these last days. We want to get as close as we can. I don't feel like I'm single. I feel like completely dedicated, passionately, awesomely in love with the Lord. And I wake up happy, and I go to sleep with peace. And I have dialysis 3 times a week. I have no kidneys. And the Lord blesses me because, I mean, I do it with perfect peace, knowing that any time God could heal me. But he took time to heal Abraham. He took time to deal with Sarah in the pregnancy. We must wait upon the Lord. I feel like my wings are outstretched. There isn't a soul that I wouldn't give my number to witness to minister to. I just love my life in Jesus. And I hated my life as vanity. I hated when I looked in the mirror. I hated it was the character of her and the choices that I made that were damning me in my life, that were cursing me in my life. And I am so glad that God has awakened me. Hallelujah. But awake out of sleep and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life. Hallelujah. And that, I feel alive, and I don't feel sick. I don't feel, even when I'm a little woozy in my stomach or something, I don't feel the sickness. I'm in love. And you know what? When you find your perfect love, which is Jesus first, I have not had a depressing moment in, like, before, like 15 years ago, I had no depression. I had asked my pastor, I said, Sister Harper, I don't think that God has a mate for me. I think he wants me all to himself. And she said, oh, please. She said, why don't you try falling in love with Jesus for real? And you know what I did? I fell in love for real. Oh, my God. I opened up my heart, and I cried out to Jesus and said, Lord, obviously I don't love you first. Please help me with this. And the Lord made himself first in my life, and I made him first in my life. And it's all about Jesus. Everything, your entire life, it must be first consumed with his thoughts, his mind, whatever he thinks. Amen? If a man If a man keeps my sayings, the Lord said, he will not taste death. We got to say what Jesus said. Amen? We got to say exactly what he said. We can't step outside of the word of God to explain anything about the world because we know that the entire existence belongs to him. I find it amazing that, you know, you're on your side of the earth and you're standing up straight. I find it so impressive that none of the lakes and the rivers and the oceans fall off the earth. I find it impressive that we can all stand up all the way around the earth. I find this, I find everything that he's created most awesome. And when you begin to think about all the things that he does, he blows my mind every single day. He blows my mind.
This is amazing. This is amazing. That's right. Now, just in a few sentences, can you tell us, when did you actually realize that God had a work for you to do?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that question. Say that again.
What I said was, when exactly did you realize that God had work for you to do?
Oh, immediately. The first time that... I went to church. I went back with my girlfriend, and then after the man had preached, I was speaking directly to me, of course. He said, "Does anybody want to be saved?" And I raised my hand, and he asked me if anybody wants prayer. And I went to the front, and I didn't know this man, this pastor from Adam, and he spoke to me, and he didn't know me either. He said, "The Lord is telling me that he's sorry for what your father did to you as a child." And when he said that, like, I came from Canada. Nobody knew me in Los Angeles. Nobody knew my history. I never gave out my history. I never gave out my past. And my father was extremely abusive. And it had a big effect on me because it was like running my life and ruling my life at that point, and yet he was dead. And so I cried. I was always miserable about it, torn about it, and unforgiving and just completely bitter about it. I hated him, and yet he was dead, and yet I was also afraid of him, and yet he was a dead man. And I said, and then he said, what Jesus said, he's sorry for all that he did to you, but he's also saying to you, he wants you. And it's the only thing this man said. That's the only two things I remember. He said, Jesus said he wants you to go home and have your last cry about it. You've been crying enough. And, oh, my God, it's like, you know that scripture that says, if you have a gift for the Lord and you come before the Lord and you want something, the Lord said, go back, forgive your enemies, forgive whoever you have an ought against, or they have an ought against you, forgive them, then come back to the altar. Mark 11, and I think it's 23, 24, 25, 26. Anyhow, I'm just paraphrasing. And so right there at that moment, God, because that's a big part of my ministry, is to show people how to forgive, because a lot of people just cannot forgive. They have so much bitterness. They're walking in the low place, the oppression, depression, suppression, all those actions that belong to the devil. And so right then and there, God made me to forgive. My mother left me on the doorstep, and you know, all these are small woes, but you remember the pain and the suffering, and you just, you know, without Jesus, it seems like you can never get saved by it. Without the hand of the Lord, without God coming into your life, without you letting him in and receiving him, not accepting him. I don't believe that word, accepting anybody. The devil accepts the Lord. But I'm talking about, you got to receive him inside of yourself. You got to receive the Lord in your heart. You've got to repent. And so, right, I went home, and I repented, hallelujah, and I said, Lord, then I forgave him so much that I started to cry. I spent 6 months more crying unto the Lord and he would take him out of hell. Now, you know that doesn't happen, and I know my daddy didn't go to Jesus because he didn't believe. And he never went to the house of God. Anyhow, for the next 6 months, I cried, and the Lord gave me a dream, and he said, in the dream, I was a child, and I was sitting by the bed, and I was staring into the light. My father was in the bed, and it was dark room, and and my sisters were in the closet in the dark, and there was a bright line shining on my face, and Jesus spoke to me, and I could hear him. As a child, he said, do you not believe that which you minister, that which you preach? And I had been telling everybody that you must be born again by water and by spirit. A lot of people just don't get baptized anymore. And it's a crazy thing, but that's why nobody's going to enter the kingdom of God without that water.
So that's amazing.
Pardon me?
Denise?
Yes.
We'll just take a quick commercial break now. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Yes. And so they can continue with this absolutely fascinating story.
On Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today. You have the power within to achieve anything, be it wealth, balance in your life, getting over your fears and roadblocks, and creating a positive impact on the world. Let Darby Mack show you how on the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show. Darby will bring you the tools and tips that you need to make it all happen with engaging guests and topics that will help you make your dreams come true. The Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show is heard live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to today's, the second episode of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget that we have a rather special lady with us, Denise Matthews, formerly known as the singer, songwriter, and actress Vanity. She was lead to the group Vanity Six and was mentored by the world-famous musician Prince. Denise, who now lives in Los Angeles, California, was also a surrealist painter. She was also an ex-model, and she is sister of famous model Patricia Matthews. She now lives in Los Angeles, where she is an evangelist and is totally committed to her ministry and the church. Welcome back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream, Denise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were last ending on the topic of forgiveness. And
thank you,
I wanted to end that topic with this. The whole world, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. The whole entire world is still in existence. You know, our earth is still sitting up in midair. For the reason of forgiveness, God is still forgiving. But the moment that God stops forgiving, there's gonna be much sorrow. So we thank God for forgiveness. And, you know, I wrote about it in my book called Blame It on Vanity. You can find that book at blameitonvanity.com. I'm coming up with a black and white and color but production of it. But right now there's an all-color book, but you can view it on blameitonvanity.com. What I wanted to say was, in my book, I explain my entire life. I go from the point of childhood and birth and stuff, and I get into where, from whence my family came. And on my mother's side, she was German and Polish. So, of course, she went through the war and had to deal with that, almost getting shot and such. But I was going to say that in the midst of that heartbreak and such, my great-great-great-grandfather worked for Hitler. And so there was a lot of old wounds, a lot of, generational curses on the family and such, and a lot of people that just didn't really want to talk about that. But I talk about it in my book, and there's a lot of, my life story, pure to the bone. I tell you everything that is inside of me. It's not a book of gossip. However, I do talk about Prince, but it's not a gossipy way. I tell you the pros and cons of a relationship and the pros and cons of what was going on in my life. Amen. I never knew life until I met Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I go into the ministry of how that the Lord has saved me to the bone. Hallelujah. Marrow and the bone. Hallelujah. And is hallelujah. And is blessed me with salvation. I have a ministry called Pure Heart Ministry. And only to come find out 17 years later, after the Lord had given me that in the morning, He's given me Pure Heart Ministry, He's given it to me. I heard Him. And he said, your ministry is going to be called Pure Heart Ministry. And I went to my pastor and said, I don't think that, why would that be God? That just, I don't have a pure heart. But she said, that's okay. Because pastor said, that's okay because God can work that in your life. Hallelujah. And then 17 years later, I find out that my second name, which is Catalina, means pure heart. And I was like, whoa, Lord, you blow me away. He gave me that before, I even had worked that out in my life. And we must have a pure, those that have a pure heart must, will see God. Hallelujah. It's a must that we come humbly like a child and confess our sins and repent to the Lord and worship Him with all of our hearts. And because He is so, He's so strongly and richly in love with us. He just loves His people. And the closer, and I have come to understand, the closer you get to God in His Word, the more that you read His Word and receive His Word, and the moment that you begin to think like Him and speak like Him and talk to Him, the moment that whatever issue that you go through, whatever you're struggling is usually a disobedience in the Lord. If we're struggling with something, it's a disobedience. We need God's help. And that's when we need to cry out for change. But I also noticed that the closer that you get in touch and stay in touch and focus with the Lord and believe His Word for your life and speak life, the more you will hear His voice. Because then you've taken the old care, because I know a lot of people that call me up and I minister to throughout the day, they don't believe certain things because they stop reading. Search the scriptures, for in them we think we have eternal life. And some of them that testified to me, Jesus said, it's most important that we continue in His Word, then we are His disciples indeed. So it's most important that we open up that book every day. We open up that book, and then speak in the Holy Ghost. He says, speaking in the Holy Ghost, lifting up your most holy faith. This is allowing God to speak through you, to pray through you, for you and for others. And when you give God your tongue, because the tongue is a world of iniquity. It sets on fire the course of nature to take it to hell. The tongue will take you to hell. The tongue will not believe. The tongue will speak things that it shouldn't. And because we refuse the Holy Ghost, for the Lord to pour, He wants to be it to be poured out into you. He said, open up your mouth and I will fill it. Hallelujah. So God wants to do a miraculous change in us. And when you get the Holy Ghost, when He gives you the Holy Ghost, because you ask for it, He gives it to them that obey, and you receive what the Lord, the gift that God wants. It's a gift. Hallelujah. And not only that, it's the perfect gift. He said, no man shall enter into the kingdom of God without the water and the Spirit. And the Spirit, He said, marvel not that I say you must be born again. The wind blows where it listens. You hear the sound. Sound means phoné. That means a voice. Sound means phoné in Greek. He says, marvel not that I say you must be born again. The wind blows. You don't know where it's coming. You don't know where it's going. So is everyone that hears that sound, that phoné, and so is everyone that will be born in the Spirit. They will hear the sound. There must be a sound. There must be a voice. That voice is translation from sound. And then even in the book of Acts, chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, it says in the book of Luke, it says He opened up their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And then here comes that sound again in Acts chapter 2. Then they became a sound, a voice from heaven, and sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen? There was an utterance. God is, when He fills you, when He gives you a gift, you don't know He gave you a gift. You know, He's not going to stand there, you've got a box filled with nothing. No, God is going to fill you up. If you want it, you believe it, you trust Him, He'll do it. Hallelujah. And I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I spoke in 8 different languages right from the start. God, you know, God, I repented. A lot of people get in the water, but they don't repent. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the removal of your sin, the remission of your sin. There is no other name by which a man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. It must be the name of Jesus. Father is a title. Son is a title. The Holy Ghost, that's another title. But His name, He says, go ye therefore, in the book of Luke 24, go ye therefore to Jerusalem. Begin salvation in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, when they got baptized, Peter spoke. He had the keys to the kingdom, and it was in his tongue. It was on his mouth. It was the word of God. And they said, the centurion soldiers said, Lord, how are we supposed to be saved? They knew that they had killed God. And the scripture says, repent, Peter said. Repent. And so people stopped repenting. When I got saved, I repented. It was probably took me 4 hours to finish repenting to God in front of people. And repented my sins. And I was baptized in the name of Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thus it began salvation. Jesus said, begins right there. And Peter had those keys. He said, Peter, upon this rock, I said, He gave him the key. The key was in his mouth. The gates of hell shall not prevail against us. No, it's not going to happen. Hallelujah. You can live in joy in this place knowing that you have salvation perfectly. Hallelujah. When He said, go ye therefore be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, He spoke to us a parable. The reason that we know that it's a parable is because, sisters and brothers, it was written one time. And by 2 more words shall all His words be established. There must be 2 or 3 or 4 times by which God speaks a word for it to become a complete commandment. He said to the apostles, the disciples at that time, said, Lord, why do you speak to us plainly, but those people, the Pharisees, the scribes, you speak to them in parables? He said that seeing they will see and not perceive, hearing they will hear and not understand. But if any time that they be converted and we drink His word, we receive His word, we receive His name in everything that you do, in word and in deed, Do it all, every little thing, do it in the name of Jesus. When you breathe because of Jesus. When you speak the great oracles of God, do it because of Jesus. It is not to give us glory. It has nothing to do. I have to find out that vanity means worthlessness. It has no glory to it. It will never give you glory. It's worthless to the bone. Hallelujah. And when I gave up that name, hallelujah, when I stopped calling myself vanity, and I have no sorrow when people say, call me vanity. I could care less. I'm not thinking about that name. I'm thinking about Jesus. I'm giving him all the glory. He gets everything, every little bit. And now I'm satisfied. And I delight myself in him. I trust myself in him. I've committed to his word. I commit myself. I trust in him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we can rest in him. After we've committed and delight ourselves in him, we can do the Psalm 37. It just goes over and over again. We can stop walking around the mulberry bush. We can stand and see the salvation of God. We can give up our woes. We can give up our complaining. And we can say, Lord, I know you're going to do it. I believe and I trust you. I give my whole heart to you. I give my love to you. Everything is for you. We must live for him. We must live for the kingdom. We must live to worship him and to tell others. Hallelujah, he said. Where was that? What's that scripture he said? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall come to those that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils, do cures, lay hands on the sick. They shall speak in new tongues, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amazing. This is simply amazing. And I know you've had us spellbound for the past 15 minutes. And what I'd just like you to very, very quickly do for us now, Denise, is that, you know, we have the works of the Spirit and we have the works of the flesh. But what I'd like to talk about now is the works of the flesh, because this is what you've had to surmount. That's the biggest obstacle you've had to surmount in your life. So what were the spiritual strategies that you used to overcome the works of the flesh?
Oh, my God. Okay. You want the number one work that I used? I don't know if anybody else is doing it, because it seems like the whole world, I mean, not the whole world, but the body of Christ stopped for fasting and praying. You want to overcome something? It's because you need to hear from God. And so we need to pick a day, and we need to fast and pray. Paul did it for 3 days to overcome my flesh, because my flesh was purely, thoroughly wicked. I was a cusser. Oh, my God. I was a screamer. I was angry. I was angry at the world. I was angry at my father's children. Like I said, he was dead. I was a fornicator, a liar, cheater. I'm not talking about adultery, but I was a fornicator in the world. That's why I had no problem forgiving my husband when he fornicated, because I was like, well, God forgave me. Why can I not turn around and forgive him? So forgiveness was there. That's why I couldn't divorce him. Like, you know, I got to forgive. I got to forgive you 40 times 40 in a day. Wow, you know? So that was easy. The easy part was in overcoming my own flesh. My God, I had just gotten started. We just get started when we get back and we get baptized and saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We just get started. And it's a lifelong procession. It's a lifelong journey. It's a beautiful, we have to stop complaining. There's so much complaining and not enough thanking. And when you fast and pray, I guarantee you, people of God, if you fast and pray, if you push the plate, and you say, God, I want to know what you, I want to know you, and I want to do exactly what you tell me. It's a humble prayer. It's an easy prayer. And stop saying that fasting and praying is hard. And start saying it's easy to fast and pray. It's one of the announcements I make for the church. I need you to open up your mouth and say, and even right now you're listening, open your mouth and tell yourself, it is so easy to fast and pray. You got to say, whenever you get ready for fasting and praying, just start speaking. It's so easy. Lord, I thank you. It's so easy. I thank you that you'll wake me up not hungry.
Thank you so much, Denise. We'll have to take a short commercial break now. But then, Denise, immediately we come back, another wonderful woman of God. Her name is Tami Collins McKee of Houston, Texas. Would like to have a little brief message for you. Just a few couple of minutes, immediately we'll come back. Now, this is a very proud moment for me because Tami Collins McKee happens to be my business manager. And she is an evangelist like you, and she has a brilliant message for you. We'll take a short break now.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the last segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. And for the next 3 to 5 minutes, we have with us a very special lady, another woman of God. Her name is Tami Collins McKee of Houston, Texas. Now, for me, this is really great because Tami Collins McKee happens to be my own business manager. Now, Tami has a brilliant message for evangelist Denise Matthews and our wonderful listeners out there. Tami, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you very much, Dr. Yomi. Hello, everyone. My name is evangelist Tami Collins Marquis, and I am the business manager to the host of this show, Dr. Yomi Garnett. Much thanks to you, Dr. Garnett. You are such a wonderful human being and a great talk show host. Evangelist Denise Matthews, we are thrilled to have you with us today. Woman of God, every time I hear you minister, I find your message very liberating. It is so encouraging how you allow the supernaturalness of God to move in your life. Your heart is completely humble and fully surrender to the King. Yours is an incredible life path. You're reaching out to the masses of God's people, and you are living by design and not by default. There is such a peaceful glow that's upon your life, and I recall the time when you were on TBN Ministries, and you gave such a powerful word of God about the little foxes destroy the vine. If only many would know that how important the vine is to God. The life is in the vine. And that's where the nourishment goes out to all the branches, where the nourishment goes out to us. And we cannot allow the little foxes to come into our lives that can cause such trifling pursuits. In other words, we are supposed to be serving God, not chasing money, position, power, or fame, or sexual immorality, getting drunk or getting high. God says for us to crucify our flesh. And these things can be a diversion, leading to adultery, strife, frustration, temptation, and pride, which are false foundations that degrade everything that is built upon them. Evangelist Matthews, yes, you have experienced painful moments, but you have such a brilliant legacy as a catalyst for helping others to grow. You are leading by example by reaching out to the masses. And I want to say to our beloved listeners, trust that God knows what he is doing. Reclaim your lives back to God.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace your uniqueness. God's people are resilient and will always bounce back. And I want to say again, special thanks to Dr. Yami Garnett, to the executive producer, Brandy Jackson, and to our global listeners. Thank you very much for tuning in. Denise Matthews, we love you. And may the peace, love, and light of God be with us all. God bless you.
Wow.
Wow.
That was amazing. Denise, this is truly your day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
What a gift, what a blessing that you have blessed me with. All those things that you talked about.
Denise, I'm not going to ask you another question in this last segment. What I'm going to do is really quite simple. I'm simply going to say, based on the message of Tony Collins McKee to you, I'd like you to just speak in the spirit whatever comes to your mind.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, what comes to my mind is what I was going to say, that all of those things that she spoke off her tongue, all the flesh was all me. Everything, I lived so grandly in the flesh, and yet I would go home and I would smoke on a pipe, and I was smoking cocaine. I was not smoking crack. Crack is a synthetic drug, and that will kill you twice as hard. But I was smoking cocaine and having it flown in from Bolivia. And I would look in the mirror and I would literally hate myself. It was like I could see through myself. And I would, like most people that were cocaine addicts, would put blankets up on the windows so that you didn't have to see yourself. I couldn't face myself. And on the mirrors and on the windows and I lived in the dark, just thoroughly dark, darkness. Darker than dark. And the only thing that you could see in the dark was the flame that I was smoking, And I lived for 12 or 13 years like that, because you just keep getting worse and worse and worse. Doesn't get better. It just keeps getting worse. And I cried out to God, people, listen to me. I don't care what you're doing in your life right now. I cried out to God that day. I just wanted to die all the time. I was always crying. I cried out to Jesus for 7 years until finally I was almost dead. And I was 3 days from death. And I would say, Jesus, you've got to do whatever that it takes to save my life. You've got to do whatever that it takes. I don't know what. I'm at a standstill. My drug dealer lived on a dead end, and I had to face that sign every time I went there. And I said, God, you got to do something. You got to take me out. I hate my life, and everybody thinks I'm just so marvelous and wonderful out here, and it's a dead world for me. And I
I was full of bitterness, full of unforgiveness, full of I was a dead leaf. I was walked upon, and there was no growth in me. All that I had become, like I said in my book, was thus painted on my face. I was just makeup. That's all I was, and I was so fake and so dead. And I ended up in the hospital with 250 high blood pressure, over 190. I lost both of my kidneys. I lost my sight completely blind, blind, deaf, blood clots on the brain, bleeding internally, and 3 days to live they gave me. And I cried out. I said, Jesus, please don't let me die. Because I knew, I had been saved for almost like 6 months, and I knew that if God let me die, I was in going in and out of the house of God when I first got saved. And I said, Lord, if you let me die, I'm going to go to hell. Lord, I know I'm so scared. Please don't let me die. I repent and I say, God, I promise you, Jesus. I promise you, Lord. I promise you with all my heart that if you let me live, I promise you I will not go back to Hollywood, Lord. Hallelujah. I will not go back, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they said, you're going to die, Miss Matthews. You're going to die. And they would call me vanity. And I said, and they said, the Lord, he said, I will live and not die. My pastor, she came in, the co-pastor came in. She prayed my blood pressure down in the bed. I'm telling you, they cut me open so wide. Hallelujah. They took out one of my kidneys, and the other one has been dead. But I call it alive because he's given me so much life back. I shall live and not die. They claimed death over me so many times. They put me on the sixth floor, and that was the place that everybody died. They stuck me in a room with a woman. She smoked cocaine and offered it to me, and you know, I didn't touch it. And I believed Jesus with all my heart. And then I had a heart attack, and then I woke up. Hallelujah, the Lord has kept me for these last 24 years. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you. This is amazing. We have a caller from Texas called Eugene.
So 6 months, I was
Can Eugene just give us a few words while Denise composes herself? I know this is a very emotional day for her, and we don't want to put her through so much stress. Because you know what she's going through medically.
Oh,
so,
no,
Eugene,
I'm happy. I'm just remembering.
Eugene,
I'm not.
I know. Eugene, can you come in for a minute?
It's amazing what
yes,
it has kept
yes,
me from.
Dr. Yami, if I may come in for just a minute.
That's right.
The love of God has obviously been displayed in the life of your distinguished guest, and I would just like to make a comment to see if I can get an amen from all present with a brief comment.
That's right.
Well, Dr. Yami, first of all, I'd like to, as always, commend you and, of course, Ms. Tammy Collins-Marquis and the Voice America Network for, again, bringing to us in this life story of your distinguished guest a truth that is profoundly simple and simply profound. And that truth is, Dr. Yami, that love thy neighbor are very simple words. It's only three words. But these three words, spoken by the Master Jesus Christ, embodies in those words the solution to every problem known to man. The incredible journey of your distinguished guest, who has received the love of Christ, which she wants to display by her life example to all mankind in loving thy neighbor, is a message to us all. It is a message to us all that we must, if we are to have God's favor, claim our true destiny to be chief stewards of humanity, a living, breathing blessing to all. Can I get an amen on that and consent?
Amen.
I want to thank you so much.
Amen.
Continue to show an example of faith in your life, which I know you will, that all of us can use as a beacon forward in reflecting the glory of God in our home.
Forever
and ever, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Denise, as we wind down to close this most significant episode on Dream the Life, Live the Dream, certainly one of the best I've had, how can our listeners reach you?
How can our listeners reach you?
Oh, easy.
You know, we have a prayer line also and if they go to my site, Blame It On Vanity, because we blame it on vanity. It's all vanity. But if they go to blameitonvanity.com, everything is posted there. And also, you can go to Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook. And I always post a prayer line. We have prayer early in the morning, every single morning, Monday through Friday. We have prayer at 6 a.m. in California time. I live in Fremont, California, about 5 hours away from Los Angeles, because like I kept my promise to the Lord. I go back to the preach when they call me, but that's it. I wanted to say, you know, I thank the Lord for that last pastor's words that he spoke. It's so, when you love the Lord, you can't help but love his people. I'm about to have an 800 Google number, so anybody can reach me from anywhere. My friend is setting it up for me. If I want to be able to, because I talk every day to somebody and minister to somebody, and it's all about loving God first, and then you are able to love the people. I love my enemies. I have ministered to enemies and brought them to the souls to the house of God. It's something, I am a pro at winning souls, and it's because I speak life into it and I believe it. I can't keep my mouth shut when it comes to the Lord Jesus. I don't believe it's just about walking around. It's an absence of the truth, speaking about the Lord. Amen. You got to talk about the Lord. You got to tell somebody. And I just love people. I love people. Well, I love them. I love them no matter how big, how small,
so
what
much,
color,
Denise,
whatever.
Thank you, and God bless you. Now, on behalf of team and listeners out there, I'd like to express our profound gratitude to Evangelist Denise Matthews for this absolutely brilliant presentation today. In the same breath, I'd like to express my profound gratitude to my executive producer, Brandy Jackson, of Phoenix, Arizona. And of course, the same breath of gratitude goes to Temi Collins McKee of Houston, Texas. Thank you for being there for this brilliant show. Once again, accept our profound gratitude, Evangelist Matthews, for being with us today. May God continue to bless your ministry. May God continue to uphold you, and may God continue to give you strength to carry the heavy burden of ministry that the Almighty God has seen fit to bestow upon you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream, Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.